Title: Guide for Ghost Note for Timeless Roller Momentum in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Advanced. Alright, let's build the timeless jungle roller momentum in Ableton Live 12, using ghost notes the way the greats did, not as random extra hits, but as a quiet, controlled engine that makes a loop feel like it could run forever. This is advanced, so we're assuming you already know how to program a basic kick and snare, slice a break, and route groups. What we're doing here is DJ Tools Thinking, a drum system that stays exciting without constant fills and stays mixable without turning into chaos. First, the big idea. Ghost notes are not a drum part. They're a momentum lane. If you solo your ghost track, it might sound a bit wrong, too quiet, too sparse, even kind of awkward. Perfect. In the full groove, it should feel like the drums are leaning forward, like the track is being pulled into the next bar. Here's what we're building. A 16-bar roller momentum tool. 3 layers. 1. A break layer for attitude and texture. 2. A clean drum backbone for consistency and punch. 3. A dedicated ghost rack that creates motion in the gaps, without stealing the main transients. Let's set the foundation. Set your tempo somewhere between 168 and 174. I'm going to call it 172 BPM, classic sweet spot. Now, optional but recommended, open the groove pool. Start with swing 16-55 or MPC 16 swing 57. Keep the groove amount subtle, around 20 to 35%. The swing is not the main event. The ghost notes are going to do the talking. Create 3 tracks. Track 1 is your break layer, audio loop or slice to MIDI. Track 2 is clean drums, a drum rack with your kick and snare. Track 3 is ghost rack, another drum rack for ghost snare or rim, a tom or conga tick, soft closed hats, and maybe a tiny ride or micro splash if you want air. Now build the truth grid on track 2. Make a 2-bar MIDI clip. This is the backbone that never lies. Kick on beat 1 and beat 3. Snare on beat 2 and beat 4. In Ableton's grid language for 1 bar, kick at 1.1.1 and 1.3.1. Snare at 1.2.1 and 1.4.1. Keep velocities strong. Kick around 110 up to 127. Snare around 115 up to 127. This is your priority hierarchy starting right now. The main snare always wins. If anything ever fights it, the other thing moves, ducks, or gets filtered. On the clean drums track, add a glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. You're just knitting the hits, not flattening them. Aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction at most. Then add a saturator with soft clip-on, drive 1 to 3 dB. That's your density, that old hardware suggestion without overcooking the transients. Next, the break layer. Choose something amen-ish, think-ish, classic jungle vibe. Warp mode depends on the sample. Beats mode can keep transients sharp. Complex Pro can work if it smears less in your specific loop. If you want control, slice to new MIDI track by transients. Here's the philosophy. The break gives character, the clean drums give consistency, and the ghosts glue the motion between them. Do quick shaping on the break. EQ 8, high pass around 80 to 120 Hz so your sub and kick have space. If it's harsh, a small notch in the 3 to 6 kHz zone can calm the bite. Then drum bus. Drive maybe 5 to 15%. Crunch low, like 0 to 10%. Keep boom off or extremely subtle. Rollers usually don't need that huge boom on the break. The momentum comes from articulation, not subinflation. Now we enter ghost note territory. Rule of thumb. Ghost notes live around velocity 10 to 45, sometimes up to 60, if they're heavily filtered and you're using them like texture. But if you clearly hear extra snares, they're too loud. They should be felt more than heard. Let's program the ghost network on track 3. 2-bar MIDI clip. Start with ghost snares, because that's the roller magic. You're not copying the main snare. You're leading into it and filling the gaps around it. Core placements on a 16th grid. A pre-snare lead right before beat 2. 1.1.4 leading into 1.2.1. A mid-gap tick after the snare. 1.2.3 or 1.2.4. And a pre-snare lead before beat 4, 1.3.4 leading into 1.4.1. Velocity targets, pre-snare ghosts around 25 to 45, mid-gap ghosts around 15 to 35. Now, micro-timing but with discipline. Don't do random nudges. Pick a philosophy and stick with it so the loop feels inevitable. If you want push into backbeat, nudge pre-snare ghosts slightly early, like 1 to 6 milliseconds. Then nudge post-snare tick slightly late, like 5 to 12 milliseconds. That creates urgency into the snare and a little drag after it, which reads as roll. If you prefer a lazy pocket, you might push most ghosts a bit late, but keep the kick anchors locked so the whole groove doesn't fall behind. Or the most classic approach. Extract groove from the brake and let that be your micro timing. Then only hand nudge the two or three most important leading notes. In Ableton, you can select notes in the MIDI editor and use nudge controls, or you can use track delay subtly. Small numbers. You're not trying to hear timing tricks. You're trying to feel the pocket change. Now ghost kicks, with a warning label. Full ghost kicks can wreck your low end and confuse the bass relationship. Instead, use a mid-range thump layer, a short knock kick, or a filtered low tom. Try placements at 1.1.3 and 1.3.3, those in-between spots that suggest footwork without turning into a second kick pattern. Velocity super low, like 10 to 30. Then high pass that ghost thump aggressively, around 140 to 220 HC, so it never competes with a real kick and sub. Now hats, rolling air without turning into hiss. Use 16th HS but very velocity hard. Pick a few accents per bar, like 1.1.1, 1.2.3, 1.3.1, 1.4.3. Those accents can be 40 to 70. Everything else is whisper territory, like 8 to 25. And here's a coaching trick. Velocity shaping as ramp plus reset. From 1.1 up to the snare at 1.2, let hat and perk ghost velocities gently rise, then reset right after the snare. Same again from 1.3 up to 1.4. It's subtle, but psychologically it reads as momentum. Also make ghosts shorter than you think. If you're using one shots in drum rack, shorten the amp decay or release on the ghost pads so they don't smear into the next transient. Jungle can be busy, but it's often busy and short. That's why it stays punchy. Let's shape the ghost rack sonically so it reads on small speakers without you turning it up. Put a saturator on the ghost rack, drive maybe 2 to 6 dB, then EQ. High pass the ghost somewhere between 300 and 600 HC for hats and air elements, and for ghost thumps you already high passed higher. If the ghosts start competing with the main snare crack, use EQ to carve a narrow dip in the 2 to 5 kHz zone on the ghost rack. Then, if you need presence, add a tiny boost just above or below that crack zone so the ghosts exist without stealing the bite. Add auto filter for motion. A subtle low pass around 8 to 12 kHz with a tiny envelope or a super slow LFO, like 0.05 to 0.15 Hz. You're creating tiny movement over time, not a wobble. Then utility for width, but only for hats and airy perk layers. Width around 120 to 150% can be nice. Keep kick, snare, and primary break hits basically centered. Then check in mono. If the groove loses motion in mono, you made the wide layer too important. Pull it back toward center. Now the fast human method. Groove extraction from the break. Right-click your break clip and choose extract groove. In the groove pool, apply that groove to the ghost rack, and optionally a little to the clean drums. Set timing around 30 to 60%. Velocity around 10 to 25%. If you overdo it, it turns to soup. Once it's perfect, you can commit the groove so it's locked in and repeatable. That's a major timeless trick. The break dictates micro timing. The ghost notes follow and your clean backbone holds it all in place. Now control. Ghosts tend to either vanish or spike at the wrong moment. We're going to mix this like a system. Group the three drum tracks into a drum bus group. On the drum bus, put glue compressor. Attack around 10 milliseconds, release auto ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. You're bonding layers, not erasing transients. Maybe a tiny EQ shelf if needed, but be careful. Don't wreck that break brightness. On the ghost rack track specifically, add a compressor with sidechain from the clean drum snare. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds, release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Just enough ducking so every time the main snare hits, the ghosts politely bow out of the way. That's how you keep momentum without blurring the backbeat. Now we turn this into a DJ tool. 16 bars that never get boring. Here's a structure that works because it's subtle and repeatable. Bars 1 to 4. The main roller loop, stable. Bars 5 to 8. Add one extra ghost snare fill, literally one note per bar. Don't get fancy. Just a tiny new tick. Bars 9 to 12. Mute the break for one bar somewhere in there, and let the clean drums plus ghosts carry. That's classic tension and it proves your ghost system is doing its job. Bars 13 to 16. Bring the break back, and add a small hat lift on bar 16. Automation, keep it felt not obvious. On the break layer, automate a low pass opening by maybe 1 to 2 kHz over 8 bars. On the ghost rack, Automate utility gain up by 1 dB just into bar 16, then drop it back. And if you want that classic jungle cue point signature, put a dark room reverb on a return, short decay like 0.4 to 0.8 seconds, high pass the reverb at 300 Hz, low pass at 6 to 8 kHz, then send only one ghost snare hit at bar 16 into it. Not a wash, a single hit signature, a few advanced varination moves. If you want to level this up without ruining DJ safety, try call and response across two bars. Bar 1 stays conservative, mostly pre-snare leads. Bar 2 answers with one extra mid-gap hit. Your brain hears development, but the loop remains stable. Try accent rotation on hats. Keep your general pattern, but swap one medium accent to a different 16th each bar. It mimics human inconsistency without randomness everywhere. If you want a brush drag feel, do a ghost double. Duplicate one ghost snare hit and place it 10 to 25 milliseconds apart. Make the second one extremely quiet and filtered. It should never read as a flam. If it does, lower velocity or move it farther. And use probability in a disciplined way. Pick one specific ghost note, usually a post-snare tick or a hat accent, and set chance around 60 to 80%. Only one probabilistic point in the whole two-bar clip. That's the trick. One little human inconsistency, but everything else stays DJ loop safe. If you're feeling spicy, add a polyrhythmic whisper. A very quiet perk tick repeating every 3/16 or 6/16 over the two-bar loop, heavily filtered and low in the mix. The brain registers motion without hearing a new obvious pattern.